Every once in a while, we like to answer the internet various questions created and shared by the internet, initially with Barstool Sports. All right, who wants the first one?
I'll go.
Kelly, what would you do? You have 30 minutes to live. Go.
Oh, God, I think I'd go skydiving.
Really?
Yeah. I want to feel that rush. I love that adrenaline rush, and it's I'd want to feel that.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, because if it doesn't work out.
I'm dying anyway.
Yeah.
And maybe all my friends could be at the bottom and family could be at the bottom being like, all right, bye. Bye forever.
See you later.
See ya. Yeah.
We loved watching you fall.
Yeah, this is cool.
Steve, what about you? 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Does it have to be realistic? Because, like, you probably couldn't throw together skydiving in 30 minutes, you know?
No. No, you don't have to. I mean
you could go up into a tall building.
Like, how unrealistic do you want it? Are you going to say, go to Mars?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Go to the moon.
What would you do?
It would have to do with food, I think.
Really?
I love food.
I think I would, this is lame, but it's honest. I think I would just want to hug everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would rush to wherever my kids were. That's what I would do. Yeah. I mean, I would want to say bye to everybody, but
I was going to say, I wanted to hug everybody at Little Caesars for all their hard work.
There you go. Now I'm better? On board.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to hug a cheesesteak.
Maitland, what's the number one fictional sporting event you would like to attend?
Ooh, the Quidditch World Cup.
That'd be pretty good. Kelly, what about you?
The fake one?
Yeah, what? Fictional sporting event would you want to attend?
Yeah, I think I'd say Quidditch for Harry Potter. I think that would be very, very fun.
I would say the racing event in Candy World or whatever and Wreck-It Ralph. Look pretty fun. And I'd love to eat a car after it wins.
Oh, the dodgeball tournament in dodgeball.
That'd be pretty
good.
That looked
like a lot of fun.
Owings, what about you?
Is there a league where there's nude girls on trampolines?
I don't think
competing
so.
Competing against one another in some manner.
Yeah. Just make it up.
Slam ball.
That's coming back.
It is.
Yeah.
But this time with Instagram models, just like everything else. Not really.
Oh, no. The cannonball run.
Oh, that'd be good.
I mean,
how do you attend that, though? It's cross country.
You would have to be in it.
Oh. Yeah. That would be much better than just sitting there and watching 10 cars go by at different times. Oh, well, that was fun. Maitland, would you rather be able to travel through space or time?
Time.
Yeah. That's an easy one, right?
I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Like, because, okay, you can travel through space. There is no guarantee you're getting anything. Like, you can go forever and not get to anything. I mean, a lot out there.
Yeah, that one's obvious.
Anybody take space?
I think I'd take space.
Would you?
Yeah. I think so, because I don't really want to see the future. I don't like the idea of that. And seeing the past, it's like, meh. Me. I'd rather go see planets and stuff. Wouldn't that be cool? You get to go to space.
I mean, it would be great.
At any point, I just turn into a rocket and I can go check out Pluto.
I was thinking about this yesterday, traveling through time, actually, because every now and then it'll pop in my head. If I could travel back like 50 million years, even just like to the exact spot that I'm standing on.
To see what it looks like.
For one minute, do I think I could survive?
For 1 minute?
Yeah. Because you never know, like you could be in the middle of a, dinosaur patch.
This was a pretty strong dinosaur patch back in the day. They just sat around playing beach volleyball. No, but I mean, 50 million years ago, I don't even know if the conditions would have been appropriate for 1 minute of survival.
Not sure.
No idea.
But imagine if you could go back even like much shorter and just fix a few things for clarification, like. Find the guys who wrote the gospel of the Bible and stuff and go, hey, maybe could you put in some clarifications on a few things? There's a lot of ambiguity in this giant book. So could you get the other guys together and kind of make sure that this isn't interpreted stupid later? Yeah. Same with the founding fathers. Go, hey, you are not going to have the foresight for this, but could you clarify a few of these items? Because this is going to be a real issue someday. So could you make it not be an issue someday?
Oh, this person says the fictional event, sporting event I'd like to go to is the Hunger Games.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
That sounds awful.
I don't think I would.
I mean, as a spectator or as a contestant?
I think either way wouldn't be very great.
I could barely watch it.
Well, I'd rather be a spectator.
I would, too, but I wouldn't want to do any of it.
Okay. This one is up for debate. We have to pick between the five of us one movie genre, and that's the only movie genre we can watch the rest of our lives.
Comedy.
Comedy.
Gotta be comedy.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Romantic comedy.
Just romantic.
Kidding. Comedy. No, it's true. Everything else I could get by without.
Never going to get tired of being happy and laughing.
What's second? Because comedy was too easy.
I would say action adventure movies.
Yeah.
Documentaries. Those are like
for example.
Like any of the Marvel movies, Indiana Jones.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a good
You pick. Know, they're not a real drama movie. There's usually some funny lines in them.
Mm-hmm.
That might even be my top pick.
I could do without superhero movies entirely. I'm sick of them.
I do feel, I agree, this is both sides here. I agree with Hot Wings that action adventure would be good, but I'm with Maitland. I'm a bit superheroed out. Like the kids are, I keep saying, oh, let's see what new ones are in the Marvel universe. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a little bit of a tough go after Endgame, because that whole idea sort of wrapped up nicely, and so it's a little convoluted right now, but.
Yeah, that's true.
But action adventure movies are still fun.
Now, Steve, I think you had this one before, so we're going to give it to Maitland this time. If your dude had to wear a mascot head during sex the rest of your life, which mascot head would it be?
I had that one. What did I say?
The Fanatic.
Oh, no, I said Gritty.
Oh, yeah, you did say Gritty. That's right.
Like googly cross eyes.
Is that even just a head? I feel like his whole body's like a head. Like Grimace.
It's kind of undefined, I guess.
Yeah, which mascot, Mailer? Sure.
Trying to think.
Ronald McDonald?
Yeah, no. God, no. I guess I'll go Grimace. Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger?
Yeah, I'm into growling.
So just the tiger head.
You're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot Wings, what's a song you want played at your funeral?
Oh, Bad Day.
Works every time.
Yeah.
Kelly, do you have one?
I haven't really thought of a funeral song. No, I feel like Tom Petty's always appropriate for dead people. I don't know why he's got a real
Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. Tom Petty's just a classic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steve, what about you?
Yeah, I like Into the Great Wide Open.
Really?
Pretty good one.
Maitland, do you have a song you would like played at your funeral?
Yeah, I think I want Have You Ever Seen Rain? CCR.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Seen the Rain, yeah. That's a great song.
Yeah, I guess I'm one of those people that does not care. Once I'm gone, I'm gone. Do whatever makes you happy because I'm gone.
All right, Maitland. Some of these they've had versions of. You're given a job. You have to do this or else.
Mm-hmm.
Like something bad's going to happen to your family or something. Would you rather kill 25 kittens or one dog?
Can I do all the kittens at once?
I mean, yeah, as much as you can with a sledgehammer.
The kittens.
Yeah. Anybody choose the dog?
I would. I don't want to kill. I mean, it's the quantity for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hate to kill a dog, but I would hate to kill anything. I'm just, it's just not how I'm made, despite what it's I come across as sometimes on the show. I don't like killing stuff. And so I think I would go one versus 25. Just get it
It'd be
over
awful.
With.
It'd be awful. I can't believe you flagged me down for that one, Maitland. I was going to skip it.
I really want to say that I want to kill cats.
Let's see. Hot Wings, let's say you're on a date.
Yeah.
And it's going great.
Awesome.
But it's getting later in the night. She's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And you know, you haven't gone out very much. You know you have to take a dump that's going to take a significant amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you leave her there and go do your business or hold it in and try to ride the lightning?
Oh, no, I end the date and go home.
You did?
Leave her wanting more. You don't want to have, oh, man. I mean, because the last thing you want to do if you're on, like, first, second date, something like that, is, like, try to hold it in and then have a shocker fudge.
Well, yeah, and that crowning makes you emotional. You might say, I love you.
I mean, shocker fudge. Like, would you rather want them, leaving more and going, oh, man, he's got so much self-control and he left. I really wanted him to stay.
Yeah.
See, that
I would much rather
me.
Have that than like have a turtle head poke
Meanwhile,
out.
You look like you have a boner out the front and back of your
yeah,
pants.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you hold it in and you got to go that bad, ain't no way I'm not breaking a sweat.
Right.
They're going to be like, yeah, she had to rush off the date. She looked terrible by the end of it.
Think she got some food poisoning.
Yeah, I mean, could be, yeah.
The person you're dating asks for a key to your apartment, but you know it's way too early. How do you get out of it, Kelly?
I think you say that. I think you let them know, like, I want to work towards that, but it's a little too soon. But we'll get there.
You would be straight out of it.
Hell yeah.
A lot of people would dodge. Steve, what would you do?
They only gave me one. It's one of those ones that says, do not copy under penalty of law.
Yep. You don't want me to get arrested, do you?
Yeah.
I'm a rule follower.
Oh, man. I totally meant to get a duplicate made, and I just keep forgetting.
We could go to the store right now and do it.
Or you just give them a key that doesn't go to that door.
Yeah,
they don't know.
The knob's kind of finicky.
What are they going to, I mean, come on. How often are they going to come over when you're not there and then just go, yeah, I don't know. You must have did it wrong.
One more real quick. Maitland, would you rather hook up with someone who stayed absolutely silent during sex, like all you can hear is them breathing, and even that sounds real quiet, like they're trying to sneak up on someone, or someone who screams like this every 30 seconds?
Silence.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
I can put headphones in and listen to someone else.
Listen to a jam. You can listen to Bad Day.
Yeah.
That song the Howlings love. Mm-hmm.